And now, your local forecast.
Here we go, here we go. Welcome back to the forecast. My name is Ed Forsonic, and I have my co-host, Chief Street. How are we?
Yo, yo. I'm good, man. Jumping straight into it there.
I like it. It's a wet and cold, miserable day in Adelaide. I think it's going to be hot though, so it's kind of Queensland-y weather.
It's strange. I wasn't too happy about it when I woke up.
Nah, mood definitely affects. Mood definitely affects. Weather definitely affects my mood. Not my mood affects the weather.
Yeah.
But yeah. I used to live near the beach, and when it was really overcast and stormy and all like the waves were turbulent, whatever, I was just a miserable person. But then it was like beautiful, glistening sunshine, whatever. I was very happy.
Yeah.
True story. Anyway, what's news with you since I last saw you?
Nothing too hectic. I mean, I'm starting a new job next week, so that's
hectic. Been
in the back of my mind all week. My last day at my current job is tomorrow.
Ooh.
And then I'm switching to full-time as well, which is a bit sad. Mm-hmm. I've managed to hold on to being part-time my entire life until next week.
So this is our last Thursday together.
That's right. Well, at least Thursday afternoon. I think we're going to switch to Thursday nights, which I think is going to come with some positive changes. I'm definitely trying to look at things in a good light.
No, I'm pumped. I think once we get sorted and we have like a regular night that we record podcasts, it's going to be much easier for people to tune in, I think. Because I'd love to get, with our Aussie internet, I would love to get like a regular time that we live stream this on YouTube or whatever platform. Because it's fun. It's awesome when people can message in, whatnot.
And I feel like at nighttime, we actually might engage an audience. Whereas when we're doing it at 12:30 in the afternoon on a Thursday, there's not a lot of people out there, at least in our country, that can kind of participate.
Well, it's nighttime, I think, in the States.
Yeah. It's pretty reasonable at the moment, depending on where you are. But it's still, I feel like we want to start growing here. We've got guests. Hate to always talk the same thing every time, but when they come in to have the opportunity to live stream that to people is going to be really valuable to us.
So. Steve and I have been asking lots of people, and everybody that we've asked has been super keen, but they've either been sick or just the time frame didn't work. There's a lot of sickness going on in Adelaide, especially at the moment.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. We've had some people at the office go down.
It's good that the media really aren't sort of putting a spotlight on it like they did a couple of years ago, but. So many people are crook at the moment. So I'm feeling well for the first time in 6 weeks.
That's good. How's the sleep going?
Shocking.
Yeah, baby life will do that, yes.
Yeah, that's all right.
How is the little bubs?
She's pretty good, actually. She sleeps well. It's just that I need to be committed to helping with the kids during the day. So I work at night, and that means I don't get a lot of sleep time. So went to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning last night. But hey, that's fine. It's just training for DJ life, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, You're just getting your clock. It's fixated on.
I think I'm just trying to get back into the American time zone.
You want to be there.
I miss it.
And how's Bubs going? She's all healthy and happy.
Everything's
and
great.
All good?
Yeah. Since episode 20. We talked about what happened there. So no, I just have a perfectly normal, healthy Bubs.
That's so good to hear, mate. I'm really glad. I mean, I gave her a cuddle this morning and she seemed all good. So that's all nice. Yep. She didn't grizzle at all in my arms there was no sickness. There was no screams for mum or dad.
You're wearing a black top, so I'm glad she didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all clean. So
this is why success. I don't know why I wear white.
Yeah, I know. Dude.
It gets so trashed.
You're in the couch every time. You just blend in, whereas I've got some contrast, you know? Did you see my new addition to the back?
Yeah, tell us about this pokeball thing.
Oh, it's just a pokeball. You get.
Has it got anything in it?
Nah, I emptied it out. Usually you buy them from the shop and they'll be like sealed and they'll have a couple packs in there. But
I'm trying to figure out what to get for your birthday.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's future problems, mate. You don't have to get me anything anyway. You give me enough for you.
A few more pokeballs, I reckon.
Maybe.
So today we're doing a food challenge. You know, this kind of topic divides the nation. Very important.
Yeah, well, I feel like I've walked into a frat party at the moment. We've got
Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah, we got chips in bowls. We got red cups. We got Pepsi and Coke. It looks like I've just come in to watch some basketball or some football or something and we're just going to hang out.
Yeah, we're living that healthy life. So look, this is a question that, you know, like could make or break the friendship here. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to do a blind test. Okay. I have a favorite of all these.
Okay, good.
Right? And, you know, like I said, it literally could break the friendship if you don't like what I like.
You reckon? Break the friendship?
You know, like if we're going to hang out and watch basketball, you've got to like the same chip.
Brutal. Okay. Well, I hope I'm going to throw the curveball here and say that My favorite corn chip here might not even be on the table.
Oh, damn. What? Okay, hang on. There's another variety of corn chips. So we have CC's and Doritos. What's another?
Called El Toros, and they're from Aldi. And they are loaded with flavor.
Damn, I haven't tried one.
I'll bring them in next time because I do my shopping there every week. So I'll get some. I don't know if they got like yellow flavor, whatever that is.
I'm just going to say the packaging, really, like when we talk about branding for artists, what differentiates you?
They look the same.
It's yellow and yellow.
It's yellow and white for both. But so the Aldi brand, I assume they're coming from some sort of similar factory as all this stuff. Mm. However, when I've bring them to parties or just to gatherings or whatever, people have always said they really like them. They're like super flavorful. They've got a lot of extra stuff.
So what I'm going to say, one of these has better flavor than the other.
Okay.
But one is definitely more popular than the other.
Yeah. So then you just gave away which one you like more, but that's okay. Because I know which one's more popular.
Well, you never know. All right, let's start with these ones.
We're jumping in. All right.
Here we go. So for those not watching, I've just handed a bowl.
Pick a one with nice flat light. No.
Oh. I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. I haven't eaten today.
You haven't had breakfast?
No.
Okay, before you eat any more. Would you be able to just eat that corn chip and be like, I know what that is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah?
No. I think so. I don't want to be cocky and then be wrong.
I mean, who knows what I did off camera with these chip bowls.
Hold on. I need a bev.
So for the longest time, I've thought that one chip packet is superior to the other.
Wow. Oh. There you go.
I'm interested here.
Okay. And I just got into like a proper argument with someone about it. There you go. There you go. Your face, you just went, maybe I'm not so sure.
Way cheesier.
You reckon? Is it like
lighter? It's good.
Okay. You got any idea which is which?
Yeah, that's a CC. Surely. Surely. Really? That's a Dorito?
That's a Dorito.
And that's it. Fuck. See, that's why
we go. Here we go. He was cocky, ladies and gentlemen. He was cocky. All right. Try that again. Try that again. Because what would you say is the more popular variety of corn chip?
Dorito in Australia, for sure.
That's CC. I reckon they're better. But today I'm actually kind of leaning towards Doritos.
They're like lighter. These are more. No, this is more.
This is better. This is better. I just tried. You got to do it real quick. All right. While we're doing that, we need some beverages.
Just fucking hearing us.
Yeah. This is going to put off a lot of Spotify audience.
You're kind of right.
I think, this is my opinion, and we put it to the audience, I think CC's are more flavorsome than Doritos.
So there's it's a thicker corn chip as well, which I appreciate.
However, when you have a Dorito, you're like, oh.
It's the gram size on these.
That's good. But you're wrong. Now
5 grams different. So cheese baked in for more.
This couch is going to get covered in yellow cheese dust. Now,
yeah.
This one I haven't prepared. I'm going to need you to, you're going to have to shut your eyes so that the audience playing at home can see exactly what I'm doing. Here we go. We're going to do the.
Jesus, that was loud.
Kaboop. Right.
That startled me a bit.
Yeah, are you ready? Can you tell? I wonder if you could tell. Have you got an inclination as to what can may have sounded like? What can?
No.
Right. What cameraman look at?
I am going to be. I'm excited for this because you see these on the internet and you think, how couldn't you know which is Coke, right? Because I definitely drink more Coke than Pepsi and Pepsi always tastes different. But this is a legitimate blind test. I am keeping my eyes very shut because I want to really test myself. I was wrong with the Doritos. I need redemption.
Okay, here we go.
Can I open my eyes?
Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Okay. We got ice. Nice. Good job. Needs to be a cold.
Get that in ya. It's sculling it, ladies and gentlemen. Joes. The anticipation.
That's so, this is so strange. Why don't they taste more different? I like that one more. Second one.
The second one more.
Mm.
There you go. All right. So what would we say is the more popular brand?
Coke.
Why?
Branding, probably. Is accessibility.
There, why am I taking this away from you? This is like a fine wine. You need to test out. There we go. Are you absolutely
My sure? Taste buds are so confused. Drinking the, like...
I mean, what if I messed with you? What if I just put the same drink in two cups?
Yes, I'm going to steal back the second one.
Second one.
Is it?
Okay.
There you go. All right. I'm happy with that answer.
There you go.
You agree?
Well, I haven't actually tried. Hang on.
I've got to say that's...
So you tried Pepsi first?
I've seen this happen on the internet so many times and I've always thought people are kind of crazy for not knowing which is which. But that's a real struggle when you have...
When you drink them side by side, that just tastes the same.
I don't understand. If I go to KFC and I get Pepsi, I know it's Pepsi and it tastes different to Coke. But drinking it like that was actually really hard to tell.
You're welcome.
Job, man.
Yeah. Okay. So while I'm eating my chips, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a question for people playing at home. I keep getting these really irritating notifications on Instagram. Such and such has started a broadcast channel. Do you want to join?
Yep.
Oh, is this like another Threads thing that's just like, who cares?
I don't know. I've seen them there. It's probably just another thing they're trying to push at the moment, but I definitely just ignore every single one of them. Although I will shout out Slumberjack who have one.
Yep.
So I must have joined theirs early because they probably were early on it.
Right.
And basically they just put every song of theirs for free download in it, which I think is a good way to use it. Okay. So they'll drop a song and then they'll just put a Dropbox link in the channel.
Right.
If you want to go download it, you can go download it.
So if there's a real purpose behind having a broadcast channel, you think it's worth having?
Yeah, but I don't know how many people could find purpose other than just like more promotion.
Oh, it is really raining at the studio. I don't know if you're better here in the mic.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like there is, if you can find a good purpose to it, then sure. The thing is, I haven't joined enough to see what goes on in them, right? Is it more promotion or is it actual engagement directly from that person to fans or super fans, right? Because the only people that are going to join them are probably people that care.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So if you're actually using it to connect and engage and maybe they have conversations, but then with this one that I'm in, it's just a one-way street. It's just Slumberjack posting.
Yeah.
It's like there's no back and forth. So
why wouldn't you just do that? Without a broadcast channel.
Well, that's what I mean. And then that to me, well, at least they're doing something different, right? They're not putting any free links anywhere else.
Interesting.
But if you're just regurgitating what you normally post everywhere else just in another avenue, then, I mean, that's just, I wouldn't want to be a part of that stream.
See, I want the forecast to be that avenue for us so that we give free stuff and giveaways and competitions and all that here instead of then just bombarding people again on another platform.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I don't, unless you can, yeah. I mean, if you would release, if we're giving away physical things, which suit this more, but if you're giving away songs and stuff, maybe that just Dropbox links is better.
Dropbox links. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done anything on Threads. I joined that and then that's just annoying. I just get a notification every time someone signs up and I get a new follower because they probably followed.
Automatically.
It's just an automatic thing. So, it's like, what's the point?
Can we officially put that in the graveyard, Threads?
It sucks.
I mean, I haven't opened it for months.
It sucks.
I feel like we had the conversation about it and there was a bit of hype around it and it was a bit exciting. And then
everybody jumped in like, oh, we're here now. And
then it died so quick. Why was it so exciting at that time? I'm trying to...
I don't know.
Because it was new?
There's rumor that... Oh, what was it? It was either, I think, Instagram Reels or something like that. If you jump on something when it's being pushed by Meta, you know, they're really encouraging you to whatever, to put video content. then that's like, it's like a trend, right? So you do that. And I think everybody thought the same for Threads. I think that everyone was like, oh, this is going to be how I get exposure.
Yeah, it's going to be reward. The system is going to reward me.
But then I think Threads, like the algorithm, I want to talk about that after this, it started showing you all these random shit that like you hadn't subscribed to.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so I don't see the point. I saw something really interesting from Mr. Beast, and he was talking about the algorithm, and he says too many people are just like focused on this word algorithm just because it sounds smart. Replace it with the word audience and you can piece together pretty quickly what your purpose for making content is. So there's so many people, and we've spoken about this before, that come to the studio with the intent of looking like they are someone and are trying to promote themselves with trends or hashtags or I don't know, they just want to be perceived as being professional. And there's nothing wrong with that in a sense. I criticize them though because they're sort of chasing fame rather than pursuing the craft and art of making music. And so you've got people on social media now that are so consumed by stats and metrics and trends and whatnot. They kind of don't really know what they're doing. It's sort of like if you took all that shit away, right? We deleted Facebook. If we got rid of Instagram, TikTok, all that, and we just had Spotify,
yep.
Then they would just focus on the only thing that you can hear on Spotify, which is music. So I'm just interested by that. So one of the topics that I wanted to chat to you about is, can you even remember a time, because there was a time where there was no metrics. So like think back to like early 2000s, late 90s, when we would have like started getting on the internet.
I was going to say I was six.
Right. And illegally downloading music off LimeWire.
Yeah.
And there was an iTunes store, and that was like the first digital platform really that blew up, that people were like, you know, you get your iTunes card and you go and you download an album. There was no metrics. There was like a popularity bar would say like how popular something was. And that was pretty accurate. You know, I remember when I bought the Linkin Park album, like one of the tracks was a bit more popular than the other because it was the lead single, you know, it makes sense. Yeah. There was no, this has been played 500 billion times. Yeah, therefore, you must.
This Wreck-Em is heads.
And the charts were based off actual downloads, like,
or sales, right?
Sales, yep. Like, and that was the thing, like digital product sales. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it was curated more genuinely, authentically, like there was no way to really rig it. Nowadays, it's how many Instagram followers do you have? What's your engagement? Mm. What's the story that you've been telling everybody so that they actually want to listen to music, and the music's making up the very smallest portion of the whole scenario?
Well, because there's this whole, you can make a living now off platforms and not so much just music, right? So
interesting.
You know what I mean? Like there's you've got all these stats behind you that then facilitate income and popularity and stuff. And maybe the music doesn't have to be the number one focus because you've got all the other stuff that are kind of keeping you afloat. Like, you know, if you get to say X amount of followers and you can start to sell, have brand deals or something, then that's success. So
you've got entertainers then.
Yeah, yeah.
Personalities, influencers that pursue music.
Yeah. It's just this weird new age we're in. Don't worry, I'm not sitting here saying I like it either. Just because there's so much scope on what being an entertainer or a musician or someone online, a persona is, it gets murky. It
does. I've got a client who comes here to help. Well, I help him with his mix downs. So he'll finish the project on Ableton and then he'll sit in the studio with me and we'll just sort of like mix it all down and then do a master. And one of his songs has this German vocal loop.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided to make a TikTok video where he took footage from Oktoberfest, Hot Waitress holding like eight different styles of beer with his song in the background. And it went, I guess by TikTok standards, semi-viral.
Yeah.
7 million views or something.
Pretty viral. It's pretty viral.
Well, you know, I start looking at like hundreds of millions as being viral, like super viral. Yeah, and then these are just doing well.
Yeah. Fair.
Interesting though, there was no correlation to the following increasing on his TikTok profile. Still like decent following, but under 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
So it didn't then correlate to him having hundreds of thousands of followers and people really investing, or he didn't see a huge uptake of the track. But it was, again, we talk about impressions and engagement. He got worldwide
Yeah, but people didn't know, didn't care for anything other than the meme or the, like, there was no connection with where that came from.
That's right. And then, you know, we talk about our podcast and how we're going to market this and how we're going to reach broader audiences. And we think of the shorts really are what get exposure, not the long form. It's very hard to push a 1 hour content piece.
Yeah.
So the shorts then need clicky, catchy titles and need to be trending content and all this sort of stuff so that we get someone's attention. They're like, they're probably not going to subscribe to watch the next 50 episodes we're about to do because we're musos. Like,
yeah, or they might laugh at the moment that's in the reel.
And then
or the
keep clip, going.
But then it's actually not like, oh, who's this guy and what are they talking about and what's this, you know,
cussing on. To circle back to the beginning of when I went on this tangent, I would love there to be a platform one day where music is hosted, but there's no metrics. So I guess, or it could be more of a more ambiguous, like, yeah, this song's liked by the audience has maybe like a progress meter sort of like it did on iTunes back in the day, just like popularity meter. But I think we should get rid of the actual number because, I mean, this is up for discussion too with our audience. Musicians generally, I think, are quite empathetic and I think we are very emotional and I think we are very judgmental of ourselves and I think we take to heart a lot when something doesn't, like the metrics don't reflect the amount of blood, sweat and tears and input that we've put into it. And I think the next generation of musicians that are coming through that are needing to be everything and anything to everyone at any time, it's going to have some serious implications on mental health when you're chasing statistics. Like, oh, I wrote this album and three people watched it on TikTok.
So my question is how are you going to curate music with the quantity without data or stats or display? You know what I mean? Mm. If you have 1,000 people put up a song in 1 hour at the same time, how are people going to know which songs to listen to if nothing's put ahead of each other in a way? Like maybe on the back end, there's curation.
Well, I have a theory.
You know, but on the front, you know, I don't know. Something needs to separate the good from the bad, right?
But so there needs to be gatekeepers.
Just about, yeah. But is it just about hiding that from the audience and letting them decide?
Well, yeah, I think so. Back in the day, there were gatekeepers. Gatekeepers were originally radio stations. Yeah. So you could cut a demo and print a vinyl record and take it to a radio station if you could, and they would play it and they would decide then and there, like, yeah, this is going to go on the radio. Nowadays, I think it's much more who you know, not how well made your record is. So there are gatekeepers. And I think more and more we're discovering that people that have got the opportunity have known someone or known someone who knows someone else who knows someone, blah, 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 right? Go on for ages. But effectively, it comes down to network. I would love, though, for there to be a website or something, a platform where you could go and you could type in a genre, kind of like when we look for splice samples, right? And we could find music to our liking, to our interests that weren't based on popularity, rather taste. And then we could self-curate and we could make playlists and it doesn't matter, you know, if this person has 3 followers, whatever, monthly recurring listeners, who cares? As long as the music is great. And maybe that music has to be discovered on a different platform first. Radio being number one. Like, we're really lucky in Adelaide. We have a local radio station that really plugs electronic music, which is fantastic. And they interview all these upcoming artists and they've plugged our stuff heaps of times. That's Fresh 92.7. So we're like super lucky to have that. And I think overseas, they have that on a much bigger scale. So like Pete Tong, right? Get on with him. Whew, you blow up.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just a rambling thought, but…
Well, I got a bit of it on the same sense. Like, do you remember? I kind of get what you're saying. Like, it looks to me, sounds and feels to me a bit like early SoundCloud days, right? In a way.
Yep.
They're obviously a bit stat, like there is public viewable stats, but that was definitely like an underground type of way of coming through.
Pretty cool to be able to comment on the tracks too, though.
They had it so right, and then they made it so wrong. I think the repost net like chains just destroyed it.
Correct,
and so
and monetizing it too when they, which was probably the right move, but that really broke, I think, what made SoundCloud so cool, which was the
bootlegs and stuff. Like,
yeah,
once the labels got onto it as well, and you couldn't. Like, think about the remixes that used to come out and make people's careers.
That's at that TikTok. Time. TikTok, yeah, you can duet, you can repost, you can remix, there's no current. this is the age-old debate of copyright and intellectual property and infringing on labels' rights versus infringing on artists' rights.
Yeah.
And effectively, the only people that are making money that are imposing these restrictions, it only hurts the artists.
Yeah, because any exposure is good exposure, right?
Well, to contradict myself, then you look at TikTok and you know this song explodes, but it does nothing for the artist.
Mm.
And what leverage can you really get from it these days? So it's a very strange time for the music industry. I guess you could say we're the most privileged we've ever been because we don't need to go buy lots of printed posters and stick them up, you know, illegally on walls out in the street so people can tell that you're playing a venue or released an album. We don't have the expense of actually printing vinyl, even though that was meant to be the cost of the label. You don't even need to be signed to a label anymore. You can go on DistroKid and upload your music and it's on all the streaming platforms. Yeah. But to the music industry's detriment, 100,000 songs are uploaded to Spotify daily.
It's no longer about music.
No, it's just a swamp full of mess. And anything that you want that's beautiful, that's going to float to the top, will not. And yeah, this is the being quite…
Drek vibes.
I'm being a pessimist here, but like it takes money and network to pop. Well, and a shit ton of talent, by the way. Nobody's going to just take something unless it's going to work.
Look, it's just a very different game at the moment. Yeah, I know. I completely understand where you're coming from. I mean, half of what I want to try and do is like the music is such a small percentage of it, really.
Mm.
And even if I might actually get the views on Instagram, but they won't actually listen to songs or something as well. You know, that's where you look at entertainment and social icons, not musicians. That's such a weird balance. Like, it is. Okay, so do you know who, is it Bella Thorne?
Know the name.
Yeah. Yep. So she came up through TikTok. She had one mega viral thing and then she's leveraged her image into a bit of a music career. And just a personality. And I bet that her views on Instagram and wherever else, TikTok, probably clean up like hundreds of millions. And then I shouldn't be talking about this without actually knowing the stats. I'd be very curious, but I bet the Spotify reach is not as high as what she'd actually get just on her socials, right?
Mm.
Bella Porch, not Bella Thorne. My bad. Sorry.
Bella Thorne sounds like an actress.
Yeah, I think that's someone else. Right. I think I'm kind of right.
Okay.
Because her views on Spotify, although… Oh, no, they're big numbers. Never mind. Well, her latest single has 9 million plays. Great. Like, don't get me wrong. I would fucking kill for 9 million plays.
Mm.
But her following on Instagram, 12 million. And then her…
12 million.
And then she'll get like, she averages about, and then she's got a reel with 12 million views on it. You know what I mean? So like music is an avenue for her, but she's more of a online social persona or not persona, or, you know, figure, right?
Yep.
So she cleans up on Instagram, she makes music, but the music's actually just, she's not making a killing through Spotify and touring. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. So you got to pick your avenue, and I guess it comes down to if we were to do a broadcast channel, what is the outcome?
Right now, there's just no reason for us to do it yet.
No. Okay. Well.
We can barely keep up with everything else. The last thing I want to do is throw another thing.
Just messaging Luke. He's standing out in the rain. Come on inside, mate.
Oh, well, yeah, he can come in.
Come on in. Oh, maybe he can't get through because hang on, I'm going to let him in.
Yeah, that's cool. I might enjoy myself to watch up. I wonder if his opinion on this.
Yeah, Luke just was standing out in the rain, so I had to let him in. Okay, one other last thought.
Yeah.
Pitbull. I saw it.
Not what I expected.
Meet me in the hotel room.
I mean, I feel like I'm in a party and that we could be listening to Pitbull, that's for sure.
The hotel, motel, holiday. That's very confusing. Where the fuck are you? Like, dude. Texting some girl like, we at the hotel. Nah, motel. Nah, hold it. Like, is that the same thing?
He's just having a good time, all right? Leave people alone. I look like that guy. If I take the hat off, mate. When I was at my brother's wedding
You dressed
people,
up as Pitbull?
No, people were calling me Pitbull because I was like in the suit with the bold, fresh bald
yeah,
head.
Yeah, right.
And then so when I did my speech, I was like, you know, I'm Alex. And then my dad sometimes can look like Danny DeVito. So I said I was Danny DeVito's son, aka Pitbull.
Love it.
Killed. Yeah, I'm a bit scared. I think my brother's going to absolutely roast the shit out of me for my…
Film it.
Yeah.
Pitbull apparently uses a BlackBerry. Do you remember the BlackBerries?
He uses a BlackBerry? They still make those things?
No, I don't think so. I think he still has old tech.
And he's surely it's just a bullshit image, right? Excuse my language. But like that guy's not using BlackBerries,
Pitbull,
man.
Pitbull, chill. Nah, there's an idea here. And I kind of like what he's going for here. Look, this could be complete bullshit. But he says that he uses a BlackBerry because this phone is the devil. It's the demon.
Oh my God.
And that everybody's just trapped looking at their phone all the time and his BlackBerry doesn't have Instagram and all this other crap. So he uses it for calls and emails and texts, whatever. But that's all he needs it for.
Yeah.
And he's not, driven by Satan. So what are your thoughts? Do you think, Luke, just to give you some context, we've just been talking about how Nico here would love a platform that doesn't have stats because I'm just fucking over it. I'm sick of all these bullshit stats because most
shakes fist stat industry
because they're probably not real and people are like, oh, I don't have 100,000 followers.
Okay, so
maybe good or maybe shit. Some, you know that. All right, anyway, getting back to people with the BlackBerry, if we did simplify technology, right, people start getting pissed off because AI's done all the jobs for us and made music for us, whatever.
Okay.
Be kind of cool.
I'm going to live in your little hypothetical world at the moment, but the reality is just that's not ever going to happen and we're here where we are.
Yeah.
Question? Is Pitbull right not having an iPhone?
Do you like the idea? Do you like the idea of actually like not having this toxic little dopamine addict thing in your pocket that's just constantly harking at you and telling you all this crap that you don't need?
I think mentally you could benefit a lot by not having that. Yes.
And do you think humans are going to be self-disciplined enough to actually go, you know what? The phone doesn't come with me into the bedroom at nighttime. It stays in the kitchen charging. And you know what? Do not disturb us.
We're already way too deep. That's not going to happen ever. It's only going to get worse.
Well, this is a problem.
Yeah.
Because everybody judges my fucking music off how relevant and well it does on this little bloody phone. And that is so ridiculous.
Yeah. It's not a great place to be, but you know, it gives opportunity. It lets you reach people you never would as well. Like there's always positives to negatives.
Luke's just over there like, yep.
No.
I am of the same opinion. I said before, we're the most privileged time where we don't have to send a carrier pigeon to someone's castle to say, please listen to my record. Boom. But at the same, you know, in saying that, we're so oversaturated, so overstimulated, so underwhelmed.
And it just can't be an excuse though because it's just reality.
Okay.
Like, I don't like the game either. I haven't posted in weeks. So I just can't be bothered. I don't, some parts of me don't want to play that game and it's frustrating that that's what it is, but that's where we're at. And you got to try and navigate it as well as you can. And I think part of it as well is we're maturing in our lives and not wanting, realizing that this is not as important as maybe we thought it was as, you know, I don't really care if I get views or followers. It's nice when I put effort in behind it, but I don't wake up each morning being like, I must post my stories because I want my views. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I think we're maturing through it and that what makes it frustrating is when you want to make some, you know, when you want to release some music, you kind of stranglehold because you haven't been feeding the platform.
Totally.
I don't know if that answers your questions as clearly as you might want. I do think that, there's a lot of negative things that come with your mental health driven through the phones. There's some positives as well. I mean, look, what if next week the podcast started to blow up randomly through TikTok and suddenly we're getting paid through advertisers from TikTok, the reels are doing well. Like, you know, would your story change?
There you go. You're spot on.
It might. So, but it's cruel as well because you know, we're trying to do something, you know, quite difficult, and there might be some other people doing, you know, simple things, but they're succeeding. But, you know, everyone's got their thing, and some people are more fortunate or more dedicated to make it work for them.
All right, we'll put it to the audience. Do you think we should start a broadcast channel? Does Cheese Street?
Hell no.
Does Cheese Street need a broadcast channel on Instagram? Do I need one? Luke, do I need a broadcast channel? Damn it, he said I think so.
Of course Luke's going to say yes. There's no way he's going to say no.
You can't beat him, join him.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to come on this podcast, mate. We need to get you a third microphone.
Yeah, so Luke's just saying it's just another avenue to announce to your directly to your fans.
Right, we're going to get Luke in. Luke really needs to be part of the podcast. We won't chuck him on the
close
spot
it,
now.
Reroll.
Reroll. All right.
Chats, man. I hope I don't come across as dismissive. I just want balance the conversation.
You chose the right corn chip, so we can stay friends.
I guess I'm happy with my decision. I'm going to have to get you the ones from Audi because they're even better.
Yeah, so. Stay tuned for that one. Now, I think this is topical. I think I get hit with so many messages about people saying, and especially when people come here physically and talk to me in the studios, like, you know, I'm just doing this because I want my song to blow up and then blah, 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 and this will happen and this will happen. And I think people have like pieced this false narrative together. And ideally, like, studio time or making art is so much more important than the amount of time that you're putting into promotion on social media. However, the entire music industry would disagree with that. And so I'm just trying to encourage people to take pressure off themselves and just get back to the basics.
And I really respect you holding that view that like the music is the most important thing.
It has to be.
Because it really, in the end, even if you're doing all the other stuff correctly, the music, if you're ever going to be a great artist, the music is incredibly important.
Correct.
More so than the content you put around it.
That's right.
In the early stage, it's all combined.
Yeah. And when I started doing what I did with the Launchpad, it was honestly out of just complete passion. It was so much fun that it was that thing that I looked forward to doing no matter who was around.
Yeah.
And we didn't have stories on Instagram. We didn't have TikTok. YouTube was definitely...
You would have absolutely smashed the game if that was a regular... Obviously, it's not no longer one video a month type of thing. It's one video a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Like... That, you know, the skills you've got and the way it connects to people and looks visually and sounds, like that's a hit.
Thanks, man. So, well, I'm still trying to figure my shit out and how I'm going to do it in the future. Yeah. So join in on how Nico figures out how to make TikTok videos. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. We'd love to get your feedback. And we do have guests coming, I promise. And we'll do some more food challenges and some more competitions soon.
All right. See you later.
Ciao.